Well, Coach, just a great night of wrestling. Three more wins for you guys. First two, one in pretty much convincing fashion, but second one had some close matches in there and some ones that I know you were pretty fired up about once you got those wins.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always tough to come up here and win matches. They always got a really good team, and they're gonna be battling it out with us this year again. So they're good, and that first couple matches, there were some tough individual matches too. Max had two tough matches tonight. Performed really well, and thought several guys had really good individual performances. I know the score kind of makes it look like it was not that close, but there's a lot of matches in there individually. You know, we got a little momentum build, and I thought we wrestled really well. I thought we were super aggressive and super physical, and proud of our whole group. And we were able to slide the lineup around, move some people in and out, and people got wins. You know, so that's awesome when you can put different people in and they still perform. And obviously, trying to wrestle them in their home gym, it's always tough. They always have, like I said, good kids, and they're tough every year. So I know they'll take this and they'll bear down and go harder. And I think we got to keep pressing too and not set back and get into complacency. You know, because if we're basically the midpoint of the season right now, or close to it, here in a week or so, and so nobody wins anything in December. It's all handed out in February. So a lot of time to get better and improve.
Like you said there, I mean, a lot of those matches were hard fought. Dylan Hinton's Toledo match comes to mind with a tough one. It was one of those you didn't know who was going to win until the final few seconds. Sophie Barris had a tough match in her first time wrestling against guys. I mean, but like you said, I mean, the way that you guys have built the depth and the way that you're able to slide people around is something that makes this team so good.
Yeah, we won the flip, and that really helped a lot because there was three different weight classes where the flip lined it up at 190, and it was the first one, and then at 126 we were able to slide Tyson up and get a good win out of him. That kid at 32 is tough, and we were able to bump and get the win there. And then, obviously Sophie coming through with not only a win, but getting the pin right at the end was big. And then, after that, then I think, trying to think the next big spot, Dylan's weight. So they had to report first at 50. I think they wanted the individual match against Dylan, and so they stuck a backup kid out there, and Dave's a good quality kid that goes out there and pins him, and once he got that pin, that pretty much sealed the duel, and then Dylan was able to get the good individual matchup, you know, something we could see in the state finals or a state placing match out of those two wrestlers. So the kid's pretty good, and felt like we two different times had a takedown, but we didn't get it, you know, and that's the thing of any of our kids. I think Dylan is one that can persevere through that kind of stuff and keep going. And it wasn't looking good late, and he was able to find a way to, you know, not only get the reversal, but also get a couple tilt points and just win it right there at the end. And like I said, barn burner would be a good one when they meet up again.
Like you said there, I mean, that's really what makes wrestling such a unique sport, is that it's totally momentum-based, and it's one of those sports that you really can't get down on yourself, because you know that you always have a chance to fight back for that pin. And like you said, Dylan was one of those guys who just never let his emotions get the best of him, and right. I felt like it showed whenever he was able to get those reversal points.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's one thing that's hard, too, is not to get caught up in the ebbs and flows, the emotional swings. And I told him before the match, I said, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. You just got to focus on your match when you're getting ready. Focus on what you're going to try to do to help us win. And, if you can do those things, then you're going to take care of your job and, you know, do your job. There's 14 weights, and when you try to do too much or you get thinking about the whole big picture, then that's when things go haywire. You know, first we got to try to get 7 wins, and if we can get to 8 wins, then we're in a real good spot, you know. And so it's one of those things where there's a couple spots where you have some bonus points, but they got some really good kids that are hard to beat, let alone keep the score down. So we'll just go back to the drawing board and see what we can find to work on and get better at. And obviously we'll find several things, and then we'll have a little bit of time to practice here after kind of a busy couple weeks, and looking forward to that. And and then the kids are looking forward to getting the 2-pound allowance for Christmas, so that'll be one of their best presents they get all winter. So tonight was kind of the first time we'd actually been down to weight on everybody at the same time, and like I said, I thought we looked good.
Of course, too, with how many teams were ranked that you guys saw, with Olympia being ranked, Toledo was ranked, Bent was an honorable mention. Do you like having that kind of a early season test, especially knowing that you're going to see potentially a lot of those teams down the road?
Sure, I mean, just in the team side, the individual side, I mean, you know that, you know, you're wrestling kids tonight that are going to be in the state tournament in February, and guys that we're going to run into again and we're going to have to beat if we're going to place high and win state titles, and whether it be from the team side or being the individual side. So, I mean, I felt like we're pretty adamant about chasing competition, and that's why we come up here, and thankful that they host it. And I thought we had several good duels and several good matches tonight, so that's good to look at. And like I said, I think we kind of passed the test tonight, but just keep getting better. It's one of those things, like I said, where you, if you relax and think you've arrived, then people catch you, you know. So just like anything, you got to keep the hammer down when things are going good and remember why they're going well and just work from there.
Of course, too, got a little bit of a break before returning to action, going to Abe's Rumble on the 27th. And it's a tournament that I know you look forward to going to every year because, again, you're going to see some really good teams and some really good individuals all over the state.
Sure. I mean, it's definitely that. And, you know, it's why we go. I mean, 60 teams, 2 days, one champ, you know, trying to get that Abe Lincoln Trophy back to Vandalia for the first time ever. And that's the goal, and just one match at a time. And you know, we'll get five on Friday and then get into the bracket on Saturday and try to blow through the whole thing. And we'll see. Like I said, it's just part of challenging yourselves and finding good competition and going after it.